This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister's spouse Sita Dahal's final rites performed with state honour. Supreme Court issues interim order asking Kosi Province Chief Minister not to take decision of long-term significance. Japan to provide 385 million rupees to Nepal for human resource development. And hundreds of residents evacuated in the Indian capital, New Delhi, as the water level of the Yamuna River continues to rise. Now the news in detail. Last rites of Sita Dahal, the CPN Maoist Centre leader and spouse of Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, were performed yesterday at Pashupati Arya Ghat in Kathmandu with state honours. The meeting of Council of Ministers yesterday made arrangements for according state honours to late Dahal, according to which a contingent of Nepal Army offered a guard of honour to her. The national flag of Nepal was draped over the mortal remains of Sita Dahal as a final tribute. Prime Minister Dahal lit her funeral pyre. Late Dahal's daughters Renu Dahal and Ganga Dahal also joined their father in the last rites rituals of their mother. Prior to that, Dahal's mortal remains were kept at the CPN Maoist Center's Central Party Office at Peristara of Koteshwar for paying tributes to her. Then it was taken to the Arya Ghat. Dahal passed away during treatment at the Norwich International Hospital at Thapathali in Kathmandu yesterday morning. According to the hospital, Dahal died of cardiac arrest. She was 69. Present at the Arya Ghat to pay tributes to late Sita Dahal were Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa, CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli, CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal, among other top political leaders. In attendance in the final rites of late Dahal were ministers, government officials, CPN Maui Center's leaders and cadres, as well as well-wishers who were there in a significant number. Leaders and cadres of the CPN Maui Center recalled her as the party's guardian who had abilities to bring together all party leaders and cadres and help save them from crisis and difficulties. The Supreme Court issued an interim order yesterday in response to a writ petition filed against appointment of Chief Minister in Kosi Province. A single bench of Justice Sapana Pradhan Malla issued the interim order asking Chief Minister not to take decision of long-term importance and significance till the final settlement of the case. Former Chief Minister of Kosi Province, Hikmat Bahadur Karki, had filed a writ petition against the appointment. The Supreme Court would hold a discussion as part of the next hearing, scheduled on July 23rd. The meeting of the National Assembly, scheduled for yesterday, was postponed till today. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, the meeting set for 11 a.m. yesterday had been postponed for 11 a.m. today, citing a special reason. A Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress has been rescheduled for the 18th of July. Nepali Congress Officiating Chief Secretary Dr. Pradeep Parajuli said the meeting scheduled for 1 p.m. yesterday had been rescheduled following the demise of Prime Minister's spouse Sita Dahal. Rossa Police authorities have issued a warning and advised residents to exercise caution following a sudden rise in the water level of the Bhotekosi River. District Police Chief Subhaspura Thoki alerted local communities residing along the Bhotekosi Riverside to remain vigilant as the water level originating from Tibet and entering Nepal through Raswagari unexpectedly escalated during the afternoon hours yesterday. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police yesterday arrested one more person in connection with the Lalita Niwas land grab scam. Assistant accountant of Samar Jung Company, Binod Paudil, was arrested from the Gokarna area of Kathmandu, according to the Senior Superintendent of Police of CIB, Dinesh Acharya. The governments of Nepal and Japan have signed a memorandum of understanding in regards with the implementation of the phase 3rd of the Project for Human Resource Development Scholarship by Japanese Grant Aid Program. Finance Secretary Arjun Prasad Pokhrel and Japan's ambassador to Nepal, Kikuta Yutaka, signed and exchanged the MOU on behalf of their respective side amid a program at the Finance Ministry yesterday. As per the agreement, the government of Japan will provide 385 million rupees to Nepal for the implementation of the scholarship program in the year 2023 and the year 2024. The facility is targeted at the civil service employees to pursue their master's and PhD degrees. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Hundreds of residents have been evacuated in the Indian capital Delhi as the water level of the Yamuna River continues to rise. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said it had reached a 45-year high, already rising above the danger mark. Some near Delhi have seen record rainfall so far this monsoon season, which began in June. At least 88 people have died in Himachal Pradesh since rains began late last month. The International Monetary Fund, IMF's board, has given its approval for a $3 billion bailout for Pakistan. The crisis-hit nation will get about $1.2 billion upfront, with the rest due to be paid out over the next 9 months. The South Asian nation was on the brink of defaulting on its debt, as had barely enough in foreign currencies to pay for a month of imports. This week, the country also received funds from allies Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Sudar Pashchim Province. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of the Kosi Province, Gandaki Province and Sudar Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister's spouse Sita Dahal's final rites performed with state honour. Supreme Court issues interim order asking Kosi Province Chief Minister not to take decisions of long-term significance. Japan to provide 385 million rupees to Nepal for human resource development. And hundreds of residents evacuated in the Indian capital Delhi as the water level of the Yamuna River continues to rise. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.